Five Cities weather forecast for Friday, January 10th. Thank you for listening. I'm Wade Hampton.
This is KAYT-FM. 88.1
Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport.
K223BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB. And KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we thank you, we praise you, we give you all the glory and all the praise. God, we thank you for waking us up this morning, oh God, keeping us enclosed in our right mind. God, we thank you for bringing us from January 24 through this present moment. God, you kept us from danger seen and from dangers unseen. Lord, we thank you for life, health, and strength. Father God, we give you all the glory, oh God. Now, God, I pray that, God, you will take over this broadcast on this morning, oh God. Let it be all of you and none of us, God. Father God, speak through me, God. Give me a word for your people on this morning, a word of encouragement and hope, oh God, in the matchless name of Jesus. And, God, we will be careful to give you all the glory and all the honor, which is due your precious name. Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. And if you have your Bibles on this morning, could you please turn them to Galatians, the 6th chapter and the 9th verse. That's Galatians 6 and 9. And I will be reading from the New King James Version. And it says, "And let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up." May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. And today's topic is, this is your due season year. This is your due season year. In this verse, the Apostle Paul encourages the Galatians to keep doing good and not lose heart. He reminds them that eternal life comes from planting God's Spirit through faith in Christ, not by works of the flesh. And also, God will show how their investment of themselves to do good matters in this life and the life to come. Spiritual fatigue. Many times we go through so much until we experience physical, spiritual fatigue. And this is also referred to as spiritual weariness or lack of strength to push forward. In other words, when you feel spiritually drained, defeated, and at times you're sick of trying. Everyone experiences spiritual weariness. And when you come to that point, you have to go back and read your word. Go back and see what happened so that you became spiritually weary and spiritually tired. Many times, if you're not praying like you should, it will cause spiritual weariness and spiritual fatigue. If you're not reading your word and seeking God, especially spending time with Him, it will cause spiritual fatigue. It says, do not grow weary of doing good. Don't ever get tired of doing good. Always exemplify the likeness of Christ. Always do good, no matter what others may say, no matter what others may do. You do what you know is right. You do good. It's a timely reminder that weariness, do not grow weary of doing good, is a timely reminder that weariness often doesn't come out of the blue, but it's something that we grow into. When you find yourself not reading the word like you should, or not spending time with God like you should, you can rest assured that sin is lying doormat. You are drawing away from Him, and you're not drawing closer to Him. Weariness starts as a seed that, if cultivated, will grow into the desire to give up. We must not become tired as we do things that are good. We must not become so weak that we stop. Then we will receive a good harvest at the proper time. The only reason why, and God had to teach me this, is when you get tired and weary, is that you are doing it in your own strength. Come on here, somebody. And you is not doing it in the strength of God. So how does God give strength to the weary? I'm glad you asked. Isaiah 40th chapter and the 31 verse contains a great promise of strength for the weary. They who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. You see, this promise is supernatural. He is promising us supernatural renewed strength. A strength that would compare to mounting. Basically, you rising above how you feel. You are getting away from the emotionalism part, which is in the flesh, and you soaring into the spirit realm. Come on here, somebody. They who wait upon the Lord, because many people are not waiting on God. They are doing things at their own timing and in their own strength. That's why they get weak and that's why they fail. My God, this is your due season year. People of God, you have things that you've been believing God for. You have prophecies that has been spoken over your life. You have dreams and visions that you want to accomplish. Problems that you are hoping will turn around. You have a sickness, you have an illness that you are believing God for complete healing. Sometimes when you are believing God for something major, distraction will come. Everything will come at you to get you out of focus, to get you to turn around, to get you to not believe that God is going to do what He said He's going to do. So why not believe that you are coming into a due season year when you're going to see God show out in your life? Because He has already promised you what is going to come to pass. He can't lie. When He tells us something, it is up to us to believe. And it is up to us to position ourselves to get ready to receive it. Ah, yeah, masik under the oboe shade. We can speak it all day long, but until we believe what we say, it's not going to happen. Oh my God. In this due season year, God is going to cause promises you've been standing on and dreams you've been praying about to fall into place. In this due season year, God is getting ready to give us the desires of our hearts. You see, in 2024, he had to position us. He had to get us ready to receive the promises. Yes, he has promised it to us. He cannot lie, but you also got to get yourself ready to receive it. He's not going to give you something if you are not ready to receive it. Oh my God. In this due season, he's going to make things happen that you can never make happen on your own. He's getting ready to take complete control over your life. You may have been trying to break an addiction for years, but the good news is, this is your due season. See, that's the key. You've been trying to do it when God was right there all along asking you to step aside. Let me do it, because this was too great for you to do. This is your year to be totally set free. Set free from drama, set free from sickness, set free from addiction. Everything that has been holding you captive. I hear the Spirit of the Lord say, this is your year to be totally set free. Maybe you struggle in your finances and can't seem to get ahead. You suffered spiritual fatigue, wanting to give up. Oh, please, let this sink down into your spirit. Due season is here. Promotion is coming. Increase is coming. What you believe in God for is coming. Your unsaved loved ones is coming to Christ. Your children is coming back home. Come on here, somebody. God is getting ready to save. My God, lack is not your destiny. You may be in a low place, but that is not your destiny. That is not where you're supposed to be. That is not where you're going to remain. You constantly struggling, not having enough. That's not the end of your story. That is not where you are going to end. That is not the end of your story. Oh my God, keep being faithful. Keep honoring God. Keep doing what God has told you to do. No matter what goes on in your life, stick close to God. I've learned some valuable lessons just the beginning of this year. And we just at the beginning. We haven't even hit the middle yet. But I have learned some valuable lessons. Keep honoring God. Keep obeying God. Abundance is on the way. In this due season, I hear the Spirit of the Lord say, your cup is going to overflow. It's going to overflow with his goodness, with his mercy, and with his blessings. Hallelujah, Jesus. Let us pray. Father God, thank you for the promises that we will reap a harvest as long as we keep doing what's right and not lose heart. Thank you that you are working behind the scenes in ways that we could never imagine. We will trust in you, whether we're seeing any signs or not, knowing that it's our due season year. In Jesus' name, amen. Cast and call for the play, Hidden Love Affair. We need actors, actresses, singers, musicians, stage hands. Auditions will be held every Tuesday and Thursday at Zion Hill Church Family Theater, 312 Hunter Street, Pineville, Louisiana.